legally, yes, but in the case of Holman, it will, I guess, the Strom thing is going to be terrible. Probably with that, whether Strom says, and what Kalmbach says, you know, it's 350 days. If you thought it would be safe for just to go to the tangential lane on the way, did you give us any thought to what the line ought to be? I don't know if it's a lie, but the line on raising the money for these expenses, because both of you were aware that that was going on, you see, the raising the money. You were aware of it, right?
Yes, sir.
You were aware. You see, the tangential lane said, I didn't know what the hell he wanted the 350 for. They say,
I've given a great deal of money.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, I'm concerned about the legal issues on it. So, what you say that our purpose was to keep them from talking to the press.
Well, that was my purpose. And before I get too far out on that, I want to talk to an attorney and find out what the law is, which I've not yet done.
Right. Which is what I want to do, too. This is trying to get addressed. Well, good. The only point is, I think it's not only that, but you see, that involves all of our people. That's what I feel involves Kalmbach.
Well,
I mean, so what the hell Kalmbach was told.
Mr. President, when
I
the truth and fact of this is known, that building next door is full of people who knew that money was being raised for these
people.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Just full of them.
Money to do, but they're not so many actors. In other words, they're exploring actors and all that.
Okay, right? Well, apparently not, because I'm not an actor.
The question there is that the money to do?
There's a couple of complications, which we need to concern, but I just
no question God is a strong, self-promoted, result of good.
Yeah, in that conversation, I was pretty, you explored in that conversation the possibility of whether such amounts of money could be raised. You said, well, Christ, you ought to be able to raise money like that. How much money is involved? He said, well, it'd be $1 million over the next few years. I had to come in and said, that's ridiculous. You can't say a million, you say a million, you can say 2 or 10. But then we got the black. Of course, if you start down the path of black, well, that's constant escalation. That's my only conversation with regard to that. They can jump up and then say to us, well, that was morally wrong. What you should have said is the black man was wrong after the student process. No, but that we got to be aggressive. We might have the investigation, but we were against it. You see my point? We were then in the business of this was Mark Deans. Was it after that we signed the Camp David?
You signed the Camp David on about the 20th.
I'd like to know with regard to that conversation.
That took place about the 23rd, that is his trip to Camp David, about the 23rd of March.
When was that contract?
I haven't any idea. No idea.
Well, the date.
Well, you'll know the date of your meeting here.
Well, they can't borrow money, I suppose that can just cut it off and shut it off. Because later on, we met at your office, and Mitchell said that was taken care of. The next day, saying, they said, I funded these by that guy. And Dean was there. Dean was there and said, what about this money for Hunt? Was it Dean there? No, what happened was, Charlie and Dean and Mitchell and I were in the office, in my office, and we were discussing other matters. And in the process of it, Mitchell said, let me raise one point, he turned to Dean, so let me raise another point. Have you taken care of the other problem, the Hunt's problem, something like that. I don't know how he referred to it, but we all knew instantly what he was going at. And he kind of looked a little flustered and said, no, I mean, I don't know where that is or something. And Mitchell said, well, I guess it's taken care of. And so we assumed from that that Mitchell was taken care of. And there was no further squeak out of it, so I now do assume Mitchell took care of it. The problem I have there is I said to my Mitchell and say, well, you understand that LaRue was Mitchell's agent.
Yeah.
As I understand it, what I meant is I'm just trying to see whether I'm just sitting where it means. Otherwise, it's a tag on. And you say, did I know about that? I did. Yeah, there's no question. I said, yes, there was a talk about it and so forth. Mitchell took care of it. But you didn't do it. But on the other hand, you made the case that you were talking about it. It's presidential. In this office, not the other. Your office.
Okay. In the other office, the question of
the
specifics never arose.
There again, Dean is the agent on it. Dean's coming and saying, what should I do? Dean's the agent on all this. That's where my money goes. All the input to me about the 350 came from Dean, and all the output came from Dean.
Only
another of Dean was the one that said, what about we need 350 for the rest of this money? Oh, did it come that way? Dean said they need money. For the defendants,
right.
Their beings. That's, it was always put that way.
Right.
It was always discussed.
Right.
That's why I want that line of the testimony. And work on it. And get a lawyer.
And
I said, and I said to Dean at that time, well, we've got a situation here. We've got the 300. My was 350. It was 328 in cash that we need to get turned back to the committee.
Right.
Apparently, they have a need for it. We have a coincidence of the. Now, you ought to be able to work out some way to get them to take the cash. And that will take care of our needs and apparently help meet their needs. And he went back to Mitchell, and Mitchell wouldn't do it. And then they agreed to take 40,000 of it, which they did. And shortly thereafter, they agreed to take the rest, which they did.
Do they need to
protect what they care about?